Blog Talk Radio.
Lord shall increase our greatness, and it says, and comfort us on every side. I believe that. I believe the word of God. And so look for the Lord to do that, to bless us, and to lift us up. He's already doing that. God is a man of his word. He shall not lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should return. Has he not said it? Shall he not do it? Has he not spoken? Shall he not make it good? He is making it good. Everything he said, he makes good. And I thank him for it. God bless you, Dr. Hagen. We look forward to your program today. Today is your day. Amen. I got a chance to take a break. I preach so on Wednesday, yes. And then last night on my prayer line, I preached again. And I'm happy to take a break today. I've got two or three mothers who tell me, take a slow, rest yourself. And I'm trying to do that. Amen. Get some rest. Amen. So I want to put it back in your hands, Dr. Hagen. Whatever the Lord has given to you, and whenever the Lord wants to bless us with, please go forth. This is Dr. Jim Hagen from Hagen, Georgia. The Hagen Church there, and also the Meta Church, about 80 miles away from Hagen. Her husband, Bishop James C. Hagen, pastor both of them. And so we give it to her. She's the pastor's wife. She's a part of First Fruits. She's a prayer ambassador. And then she's a doctor. Amen. So we give it to her. Dr. Judy A. Hagen. It's in your hands, Dr. Hagen. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Oh, we thank God for you, who's the founder of this great work, Hallelujah, that built the internet as the world's largest prayer line on the planet. We thank God for you. We thank God and them for our first international lady, First Lady, Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson, who is your wife. We just honor the both of you on today, and we want to thank God. Amen. Glory be to God for our mother to the nation, as well as we honor her. Amen. And to thank God for my pastor, Bishop Hagen, Bishop Dr. Hagen, that's right. Hallelujah. And for everybody that's online listening on today, we are just so excited to be able to be here with you, and we give God all the praise. It is a miracle day on the line today. For all of you who are listening, yes, our international audience and each and everyone, we just thank God, amen, for having all of you with us on today.
Let's take a moment. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
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 All right. Well, let's say good morning.
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Yes, good morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Can we just have a volunteer this morning? Amen. Who would like to pray a general prayer for the broadcast today? We'd certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson, Texas. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for a brand new day. We thank you, Lord, for our life, our health, and our strength. You allowed us to gather again another time in your name, and we want to say thank you. We just thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you have done. We thank you. We thank you for being the God of our salvation. Lord, you've been so good to us. No matter what the enemy brings, you are still a good God. We thank you for your protection. Oh, God, we ask that you would look on your people on this morning. You know what we stand in the need of. You know what we're here for. We come to praise your name. We come to lift you up on today in the name of Jesus. For you're so worthy to be praised. And we thank you right now. We ask that you would look on your people, those that are sick and those that are in the hospital. We ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Let your healing virtue flow. Oh, God, nothing is too hard for you are a miracle-working God. Touch your people, Lord. Touch. Provide for those that stand in the need. You know what they stand in the need of. Some that need food. Some need different clothing due to the bad storms and stuff going forth. Oh, God, you know what they need. We ask that you would look all over the land and heal the land, God, heal the land. No other place we have to turn to except for you. So we turn to you, God, but we look to the hills, which cometh our help, realizing all of our help comes from you. Now, Lord, bless us on today. Bless Dr. Stern, Bishop Stern. Remember, Chief Ambassador Vernard Johnson, Lady Betty Johnson, and Dr. Hagan. Oh, God, and bless all the ambassadors on the line. Bless in a mighty way, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Oh, praise his name. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Deborah. That's right, Johnson. Thank you. Oh,
yes,
my
ma'am.
Goodness. We give God praise on today. Hallelujah. And we bless his name. We declare and we decree today is a day of miracles for all those who have tuned in today. And I want to thank God, amen, for those who I'm praying for my mom, that's right, and my family. And I'm telling you from the last time that we spoke together, I'm telling you the Lord came in and moved and continue those prayers because my mom is getting better every day. Hallelujah. And we appreciate it, the prayers of the righteous. She is now, I've been where she was unable because of the stroke, but now I'm telling you, she's able to walk a few, taking some steps, and she's walking, and we thank God, amen, for what he's doing. And
amen.
And I'll tell you, we thank God because it's a wonderful thing what the Lord is doing, and we know it's all because of the prayers of the righteous. Amen. Right now, we just want to, oh, I hear it coming up. Oh, happy day. Come on, y'all. We're going to join in with Chief Claire. Happy day. Can you guys hear it?
No, ma'am, I can't.
Okay, what about you guys over the other? Can you hear? You hear fine? Perfect. Okay, we have to do a little adjustment. The ones on in the studio, the first week, cannot hear it. Put in the airdrop. Testing, 1, 2. Are you able to hear it?
No, we're not able to hear it.
Okay.
Well, let's just go on.
Okay, we'll just go on there. Well, the radio is hearing it, but we thank God. We're just wonderful. We're just grateful to be able to be here. We'll make that adjustment a little later. Amen. I ask the text to just take our care of that situation. Thank you so very, very much. Well, let's give the Lord a great big round of applause. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody just has to be here. Everything is coming through clear. Everybody is able to hear. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. We're just so excited, amen, to be here on this morning. And we give God praise for all that he's doing. And again, I want to thank First Fruit, amen, for praying for us. Praying for my mom and our entire family. I'll tell you, yes, it was quite an attack, but we give praise to God, hallelujah, for our family that prays and for First Fruits here who's been praying. And I'll tell you, God is doing some incredible things. My mom, who took the biggest hit from all that was going on, it looked like, my God, she, oh, Lord, it, it, Undescribable, undescribable. I thank God for the prayers of the righteous chief and all of you that are here and for all the others who joined in prayer. Oh, my, we report victory today. My mom is taking steps now. She's taking steps with the walker. Hallelujah. Her voice is strong, and I'm telling you, she is, oh, my goodness. And someone also sent me a clip where she's taking some steps on her own. So come on, everybody. Let's give God praise. That's super. Because the report.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
God is your favor. Nobody can do these wonderful, wonderful things for us but God. I'm going to tell you, let's get somebody that'll sing us a song, and let me see if I can call my mom. I don't know if she's up this time of morning. She might be resting, but we're hoping that she's up. And so watch somebody just take us in a congregational song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to call in my mom and see if we can get her online this morning so she can share, amen, the goodness of God. Is that all right?
That's good. Amen.
All right, then. Yeah. Well, I am going to go to the module and make a call out to my mom. Hallelujah. Somebody sing a happy song. Do something. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Dr. Murphy, why don't you go ahead and sing for us? Amen. Dr. Johnson, why don't you sing for us?
Deborah Johnson. There we go. Morning to the. Let's see. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Him. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, it ain't no form to keep my mind stayed on Jesus. It ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Him. It ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I've been walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Walking and talking with my mind stayed on Him. Oh, I've been walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Damn
horse,
I'm gonna let it go.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. This is my mom, y'all. I was able to get her to hear her voice.
Amen.
Hello,
amen.
Mom. We're here on the first.
Good morning.
Bless
the
you.
Lord. Hallelujah. How is everybody on Friday?
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Y'all feeling all right?
Johnson and the First Fruit, our group that's been praying for you. Remember, do you remember our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Dr. Johnson, you're running it down
this
morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, man. Yes, he told me to anoint my head, to anoint my body every day. But time and I thank God, amen. I hadn't forget that. All right, y'all have a blessed day and continue praying for me. I love you all. God bless you.
We love you. We love you.
God bless
you. We love you. We love you, Mom. We're going to let you go. That's my mom. I woke her straight up. Now, does that sound like somebody who had a stroke and was on their way out? No. She's
no.
Not wearing a phone, girl.
Yes,
yes,
she is.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Awesome. Just a moment, let me clear the line. Praise the Lord, can y'all still hear me?
Yeah, Dr. Hagin, you mean to tell me that lady there we just heard had a major stroke and
yes.
Really couldn't walk and
yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yes.
That's a major miracle. Major miracle.
Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they said because of the epidemic that nobody could get closer. You know what I'm talking about. I don't need to go into all of that. But it was because of that created the stroke, the major stroke, as you call it, and it was going to put her out for a long time because nobody recovered. But look at God. Nobody but God.
Nobody but God.
So we are praising God. The prayers of the righteous still avail much, and God is still in the miracle-working business. And you even remember the conversation you had with her. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And how you told her to anoint herself. Oh, my Lord. Three times a day with the blood of Jesus, and she did it. She received it. She heard it in her memory, and she did it by faith. And I'm telling you, look at what God is doing. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. Let's give God praise.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
God.
Thank
you,
God.
God
Almighty.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We give him praise this morning.
Thank you.
Oh, my. And we have so many, many miracles that God is doing, hallelujah, in our family, in our church family. We've got some that are still in there, hallelujah, glory be to God, but we believe God's going to bring them out too. We've got some that's in the ICU. We've got, but God's bringing them out with a strong hand. Had my dear brother, Marge, guy was praying for the other night. The enemy told him if he didn't get out of there, out of that hospital, he wasn't going to make it. So he called his wife and he said, get everybody out of the state, get all the EMS, get all the police officers. Oh, my God, get all the fire departments and have them to come get me out of here. They had him in the, that ward. And they get me out of here because if I don't, if you don't hurry up and get me out of here, I won't live through the night. I won't make it through the night. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Well, who could tell that story better than him? Man, who could tell that story better than him? Either him or his wife. Come on, somebody. Keep on saying the praise song. Let me see if I can get proof of the testimony of what God is doing. Oh, we thank you for praying. Miracles are happening through and by prayer. Hallelujah. Somebody take that there praise mic, hallelujah, and sing another praise song for Jesus. And we just going to do a spontaneous call, hallelujah, to attest. Because see, when God is in it, it produces proof. You don't have to think about it or wonder about it or program it. You are here for yourself. And we are here giving God praise on this miracle day of the miracle working power of God that's brought through it by prayer. And if you need a miracle,
come on, Jesus,
we ask you to prepare your heart and mind. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Yes. The mic is yours.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He saved my soul. He stepped in right on time. Oh, I'm gonna praise his name. Everything is just the same. I'm gonna praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Man.
Just a little bit more. I'm gonna praise his name.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I'm gonna praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Come on, Jennifer, you sing us some more of that. You got it. Come on.
My soul. He saved my soul. I love the Lord. He saved my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you everywhere I go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for another day. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know where I'll be if you have not been for me. Killing my body and leaving me and guiding me. Thank you, Jesus, all you do. I could do nothing without you. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Thank you, Jesus, for a day. You're so good. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, praise God. Everyone, I don't have my brother Kenny. Then he's trying to make that contact with his wife. But I do have his wife on board, and just want to say good morning and thank you. Sister Evie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I want to say thank you all so much for praying. You know, I just truly appreciate it. God has done so many things in his life. And, you know, I want to say this. 7 years ago when he went through paralysis, when he couldn't swallow, couldn't eat, couldn't drink, and when they had tubes in him, he had to be fed through a feeding tube, and the doctor said he needed a trachea, and we were like, no, we're just going to trust God. When God delivered him and gave him a miracle that he could start back eating and drinking and all of that, he told me, he said, you know, many times I thought I was at the end, but I remembered. I just felt prayers. I just knew people all over were praying for me. And he said it was because of the prayers of the righteous that I'm still here, and I thank God. He said every day I would look at Isaiah 53:5 and say, he was wounded, Jesus was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. He said, even when I couldn't talk, I'll look at those words because we had printed it out. He had wrote it out on paper. Please print this out for me. And I printed it out for him. We posted it in his room. And every morning when he would wake up, his eyes would just read across it and read silently, read it to himself every day. And then true enough, he said he could feel the prayers of so many praying for him. And he just wanted to say thank you. Thank you all for praying before. And thank you all for praying now, because we just believe and we just know God's going to bring him through.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much, dear Sister Edie. Hallelujah. And do call Brother Kenny and let him know. He was listening on yesterday. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I was listening too.
Oh, wonderful. And so we're going to be praying. The first group's going to be praying. In fact, I know you got to run. Glory be to God. This is my youngest sister. I don't know if you met her or not, but she was at the concert when you had come. Amen. And she is our school teacher and a whole lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get to meet all in the family a little later. But Chief, if you could just step out for a moment and say a brief prayer for Brother Kenny and my dear sister Evie. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Dr. Hagen. I do pray for them. And now I pray for them right now. Father, I know you are always busy, but you're never too busy to hear your children. I have a testimony myself that everything I've asked you, God, you've always done. I don't know why you would choose me, but I thank you for my fast. And you always honor the things that I ask you. I'm asking you to look on this precious, precious, precious lady, Sister E, and her husband. I believe his name is Brother Kenny. I'm asking you to help them and to touch them with your finger of love and with your healing virtue, God. Thank you for your Shekinah and the glory. And I'm asking you to let the anointing destroy every yoke around them. Destroy the yoke on the left. Destroy the yoke on the right. Destroy the yoke before them and behind them and beneath them and above them, every yoke. And then healing moves his belongings and all of his things to her house where her husband is, in the name of Jesus. Move in that house, healing, and I'm asking you to heal it from the front door to the back door, from the left window to the right window. Let healing be around that house in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood, the blood. Come on, thank the God on your life.
Amen. Now, just for about 10 seconds, come on, help me thank him
for about 10 seconds. Lord, we thank you.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
You have to learn
to
listen. I just asked you for 10 seconds.
That's what God led me to ask you for. Don't give me 50. Amen. Be like the man said, ask the people, will y'all obey? Amen. Amen. Now, we thank God for what he's done there in your house, dear lady, and the Holy Ghost and healing virtue moved in there, and you shall even feel his presence like never before. Amen. Thank God for it. And I want to give you some instructions. Are you still there? Can you take some instructions?
Yes, sir. I have a pen and paper in my hand. I'm writing it in my prayer journal.
Do you have any blessed oil?
I have some anointed oil. Is that the same?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Go get it. I want to bless it more.
Okay, sir. Just one moment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Lord, we praise you. We bless your holy name. The woman of God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'm at a word that I ain't got mine, but I'm receiving it by faith. That mine is being blessed as well.
God bless you. Thank you. All right.
Well, yes,
listen, word. Everybody who's got oil, get it also. Lift that oil up to heaven. What is your first name again? I want to tell you.
Yvonne.
Yvonne. Lift it up to heaven. Yes, all the way up. Not a half lift, but a whole lift. All the way up. Heavenly Father, you see this oil being lifted up to you. This woman is lifting this oil up to you. And I'm asking you, just as lightning, don't let lightning come, but just as lightning would come down from heaven and even strike something. I'm asking you to send the Holy Ghost to strike this oil and get in this oil. Only in the house. Holy Ghost, I'm asking you to touch this oil. And let every drop of it have the potency of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Every drop have the potency of the Holy Ghost. And when this woman anoints her husband with this, hey, I want you to make a difference.
Jesus.
And let the healing virtue go on this man. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Well, let me extend the prayer for you who got your oil. God, you see, those who have their oil, anoint that oil. And those who don't even have it in their hands, but in their heart, Lord, in the spirit realm has it right there. Anoint that oil that every drop would have the potency of the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everything they put this oil on, it would make a difference because of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Now, Sister Yvonne, I want you to take this oil. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, to tell you to anoint this, your husband.
They won't let me touch him, sir.
All right. In your mind.
Yes,
listen
sir.
To me. In your mind. See, man, they have barriers built up around people. But I'm reminded how the disciples were in a room in the Bible. You believe the Bible, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, my husband is
Amen.
Calling me. Just one moment, please. I'm going to connect it. He's calling me.
All right. She's going to connect us. Thank
Good morning.
The Lord.
Good morning. Hi, dear.
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's so good to hear your voice. I can hear you clearly.
If you want to see me tonight, you better get down here tonight.
God, I nursed you into the prayer line that Sister Julie was on, and the Chief Johnson, Bernard Johnson, is on, and he said a prayer. He wanted to say a prayer for you. Okay, so you called.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Chief Johnson,
Mm-hmm.
is on the line, sir. Yes,
sir. All right. His name is Pastor Kenny.
No, we call him Brother Kenny. Yes, sir. S.
Brother
Kenny. We call him Kenny.
God bless you. I want to pray for you. If that's all right, just give me an uh-huh. If that's all right, give me an uh-huh or something. All right? God bless you. Heavenly Father, look on Brother Kenny. I know the doctors have guided so they can't touch him. But I heard you in the Word of God where the disciples were meeting. And God, all of a sudden, they thought they were in their room by themselves, like Brother Kenny. But all of a sudden, you walked through the walls. You walked through the walls, and you were there present with the disciples.
Hallelujah.
And God, oh my God, when even Thomas said, you know, I won't believe you because I haven't touched you. And I haven't felt your made nail scarred hands, or I haven't touched my hand in your side. But Jesus was right there in the midst of them. That's where he is right now, in your midst. He's the maker. He's the maker of anything and everything. And I'm praying that the anointing would touch you right now. Hey. The glory of God be around you, protecting you. You want God to protect you from everything that the enemy was trying to do to you. And that God was sending his anointing because he was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised by God. And by his stripes you were healed. Amen. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him by your His stripes will heal. Amen. God, let the stripes of Jesus be present. Amen. Brother Kenny, I want you to plead the blood of Jesus 3 times a day over your body. I don't care if nobody's around you. Take your hand and touch your forehead. Take your hand and touch all of your body and plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I want you to do that 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and night. Plead the blood of Jesus 3 times a day over you. Something is going to happen. Hey, something is going to happen. And give the anointing time to work. Amen. Don't push him. Don't try to rush him. Let him be what he is to you. And give the anointing time to work. Plead the blood of Jesus all over your body 3 times a day. And see, won't God heal you? Amen. He will do it. Amen. And before you know it, thank you, Jesus. You're going to be out of there. I believe it. I believe you're going to be out of there. And I believe you're going to be praising God like never before. Amen. Maybe you'll come to, I don't know if you shout like the Hagans do at Hagans Temple, but you'll be praising God like never before. And we thank God for it. Now, Lord, hear these words that I've said. Who is that Samuel? You didn't let his words fall to the ground. I'm asking you not to let my words fall to the ground. And do these things that I've spoken, and let him be completely healed. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. 3 times a day, Brother Kenny, anoint yourself and plead the blood of Jesus over your body. 3 times. Mother to the nation, Mother General, I gave her these instructions. When she was hit with that stroke, she couldn't move from her waist down, but now she's walking. Amen. She's given anointing time to work. Give me anointing time to work, Brother Kenny, and do these things that I'm asking you to do. And see, doesn't God give you a bona fide, absolute awesome, ultra awesome miracle, you know, that will amaze your doctors and everybody who's around you in that hospital will be amazed at what God has done. And you'll be singing the song, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He saved my soul. Look what the Lord has done. God bless you. And we love you, Brother Kenny, and your wife, Sister Yvonne. God bless you. I'm encouraged. It won't be long before you'll be able to sing. Thank God. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. Hagen.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so very, very much. Oh, hallelujah. And we receive it, and everybody say, it is done. Hallelujah.
It is done. Thank you, God. Thank you so much, Dr.
It is done.
Dr. Johnson, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for your prayers. And we receive it in the name of Jesus, and may God bless you. May God bless you. Thank you so much for taking your time to pray for us. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. I love you, Evie, and I love you, Brother Kenny.
Love you
too. We love you too.
All right.
And I'll look to be talking to y'all again soon, okay?
Okay, God bless you.
Bye-bye. God bless now. Good night. Say hi to Rachel at Gail. Okay, thank you. Good. Thank you. Yeah, give her my love. Thank you. I'm sure will. Oh, my, 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 my. Thank you so much. God is working. God is working. And God is crazy. Oh, my goodness. Now, somebody sing a little bit more of that song. I'm telling you, we're getting all caught up here and what God is doing. Oh, my, 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 my. Oh, well,
come on, Jennifer.
I said somebody else need a miracle. Chief, right before that song comes, look what the Lord has done. I said somebody else need a miracle. Who is it that says they need a miracle? They showed up here, and they're in a dire need of a miracle. God giving them a miracle. Who are you? Let yourself be known right now while the anointing is still flowing.
Well,
this is Brother
Bobby.
Dr. Deborah Johnson, I need a miracle.
Yes. Bless. This is Brother Lonnie. I'm in need of a miracle.
Praise the Lord. This ambassador, Dr. Mercy, I'm in need of a miracle.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Yes. Dr. Chris Johnson, I know when the man of God pray, I'm going to receive my miracle. I'll say, whatever God gives him to do, I'm going to get mine.
Bless. Amen.
Good morning. This is LaShonda Tones, and I need a miracle.
Ooh, hallelujah.
This is Dr. Lucille Angelo. I need a miracle. God bless you.
Bless.
This is Nancy. I need a miracle.
Bless.
This is Dr. Tracy Sills. I need a miracle. Ooh, hallelujah.
Bless.
Dr. Gilbert Street from Chicago, Illinois. I need a miracle.
Bless.
Dr. Manuel from Statesboro, Georgia, I need a miracle.
Dr. Sheila Brown, I do need a miracle.
Hallelujah.
This is Betty Johnson from Kansas City. I need a miracle.
Bless.
Dr. Rachel Scott from Chicago, I need a miracle.
Let me pray in the name of Jesus. Father, I know you gave me time a few minutes ago, but I need you again, Lord. You said you would supply. There's a number. May I just remind you of something? I know you never forget things, but you said I could remind you. Do you remember when the multitude came to you? And found you, when they found you, the multitude came to you, and there were many in the multitude needing miracles. And may I remind you that the Bible says, and you wrote the Bible, so you gave the report, you said that you healed them all, A-L-L. You healed them all, God, all the people in the multitude. In a sense, here's a large group of people here. The multitude is coming to you and saying, I need a miracle. I hear the Holy Ghost saying to me, there's one more thing, there's one thing that you all need to say. Just take about 5 seconds and just say, Lord, I believe you for a miracle. For a miracle. All right, you got to obey. I said take 5 seconds. You got to obey in order to get a miracle. You have to be careful and do exactly as the major prophet tells you. Just take 5 more seconds and just say, Lord, I believe you for a miracle. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's important. When something jumps in my spirit, you have to do exactly as the Lord is leading you to tell you to do. I don't say this boastfully nor braggingly, but one of the things that they'll read on are the things that we've done in Amazing Grace is that the Lord has blessed two members of our congregation who have loved ones. And that's a sign right there that God is moving and getting ready to move. That's a sign right there. The enemy wouldn't try to block stuff if it wasn't affecting his kingdom. Amen. Somebody who's got a strong voice, tell them that their line is unmuted and they need to meet the line. Somebody.
Someone, mute your line. We can hear you talking. Mute your line.
First Lady Hagen. When my husband called my phone, that's what caused the line to be open.
Okay.
I haven't logged off yet. We were still listening, but
okay. I have the system. Yes, I have
okay.
a system. Well, yes, thank you so much. I have a system to do it. Thank you so much.
We haven't hung up. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I have a system to meet. Yes, thank you.
All right. Those who need a miracle, don't become unfocused. Be right there, believing God for a miracle. And then I tell you things like that. Amen. We just thank God for them. And I thank God for you all who said, I need a miracle, because we got the miracle worker right here. He's present in your room right now. Walk through the walls, and he's there. He's there. Amen. To give you a miracle. And what I like about it, when God does miracles, he does bona fide miracles. People around you will be able to see what the Lord has done. And that's what the Lord has done. It's true. It's
you
so appropriate for now.
Unmute yourself.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed your body. He saved your soul. He stepped in right on time. Look what the Lord has done. Amen. So I want to just ask him, Father, when the multitude came to you, did you heal them all? The word says that you heal every last one of them. And then the Bible tells us that you were the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you did 1,000 years ago. Oh, thank you. What you did 1,000 years ago, God, you can do now. What you did 2,000 years ago, you can do now. And I'm asking you to look on this precious multitude of people. Dear God, in the name of Jesus, touch their bodies, touch their finances, touch anything about their lives. Protect, let the blood of Jesus be over them. The blood of Jesus be over every one of them. God, your blood still works. It makes a difference in all of our lives. And I'm asking you to let your blood of Jesus be present. Thank you for it, Lord. Have you not said it? Have you not said that the things that I ask you for, you shall do? And because of my 1,104-day or 5-day fast, amen, God, have you not noticed the things I'm asking you to do and shall bring them to pass? Thank you for it. These times go without not just by prayer, but by fasting and prayer. That's what you told the disciples in Matthew, I believe, the 17th chapter. You told them that these kinds, that's why they wondered why they couldn't cast out the demons. And you said, because of your unbelief. And then you said, but these kinds go without by fasting and prayer, or prayer and fasting. We've had the prayer this morning to ask you. And thank you because we've done the fasting. These kinds shall come out through the prayer and fasting. And thank you. I see the devil running. Yeah, trying to get away from the anointing because the anointing destroys every yoke. And that devil is a yoke. Run, demon. Run. The anointing will destroy you. Thank you, God, for it. Now, God, as these precious people, many of them, lifted up oil to heaven, as they anoint themselves with this oil, let the anointing keep working in the name of Jesus in their life, in their home. And for that son, for that, I feel led to pray for that son, that daughter, the loved ones who are around them. Let the anointing jump on them and let the yoke destroy the anointing. Destroy the yokes in their lives and give them clearance and credence to believe you even more. Let the resurrection blood of Jesus fall on all of them in the name of Jesus. In fact, let these people who said they need a miracle, let it be contagious. Miracles be contagious from them. That the only thing people get when they come around them is not infected with anything but the anointing. And let a miracle jump on them because the miracle is working in their body. The miracle will be contagious upon them. Not anything contagious but the miracle and the anointing in the name of Jesus. Just the friends, people who come around them, will receive a miracle because they've been around this miracle man and this miracle woman in the name of Jesus. And Dr. Betty says she needs a miracle. Let this anointing be on her that when her daughter comes around her, when our daughter comes around her, that the anointing and the miracle, a miracle will jump off on her. Yeah, it is so. Do it for every person who said they need a miracle. They're part of the multitude. They came unto you. I brought them unto you. And you heal them all. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. Look on every person under the sign of my voice. And that person who said, Brother Chris, who said, I know I will receive a miracle if the chief prays for me. God, don't let him be disappointed. Let not my words fall to the ground. Let a miracle will jump off from him to him, whoever is around him, his wife, his children, his friend, those he goes among. A miracle will use from him to other people and everyone else on this line, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, may I thank you? Thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're worthy to be praised. And you're the best, God. Can nobody do what you can do? And can nobody do what you do? You're the best. I marvel at your kind of glory. And I just praise you for taking time out. I know you're busy. You got thousands of children. But yet you're not too busy. Never too busy for us. Amen. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Hagen. And the Lord wants me to talk to him some more. And Father, thank you because you're not gone. You're still there. And would you look on me in the name of Jesus and replenish me?
Yes.
Because when I pray, I feel the anointing oozing out. And as that woman, as Jesus said, somebody touch me. And he said, never anybody could have touched you. But he said, no, I know someone touched me who needed a miracle because I felt the virtue leaving me. And God, I felt the virtue going out this morning. Not my virtue, but the virtue of the Holy Ghost. And going out and touching people. Because the Holy Ghost can do it. I remind the people that the multitude came unto him, and he touched them and received them and healed them all.
Thank
you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God.
Amen.
And Lord, as I got you on the line, would you remember all the visions you gave to me? They are visions like I don't think no man in this world has ever had. Not bloated. Not trying to boost myself. But I don't really believe that any man in the world has received these visions. When you show me that before I leave the world, and I say it boldly because I believe you told it, you said it, that before I leave the world, 195,000 people through this ministry will be made millionaires. Who would say something like that except somebody who's heard from the Lord? Because God, that's never been done. But last time I said it, you reminded me, son, I did things that have never been done for you because you did things that have never been done for me. You said no one else has passed it 1,104 days. For you, and you said you did things that have never been done for me, you said, and because you've done things that have never been done for me, I'm doing things that have never been done in the world for you, and I want to thank you for it. I give you the glory. I recognize your voice, and I thank you for it. 195,000 people that you're going to use us, Lord, to be a blessing to. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Dr. Hagen, are you